it is always great to have this young lady, Shadron State Eagle cross country, former McCook Bison cross country standout, Sammy Rodewald, in our studios. You're home for a little Thanksgiving, aren't you?
Yep.
And how is school going? Pretty good. I mean, first semester in the books. You're out with Thanksgiving. You got Christmas still. Probably got some finals coming up. Everything going pretty well.
Yeah, it's really good. This semester has kind of flown by, actually. Mm-hmm. It feels really fast. But yes, it's going well.
I'm sure your parents say that. We'll say this, and I'll say it. As you older you get, things go by a lot faster. They really, really do.
Yeah.
You bet. I was just talking to her, what's her weekend plans? And the weekend plans always involve running, don't
yep.
they?
Yep, Saturday's long run day, so can't get around it.
So how long is a long run for you?
Well, fortunately, this week it's not too far because we actually just started running again from our little break we had. If I were at full mileage, my long run would be 16 miles, though.
Holy smokes, wow, it's a long ways. And even even if the weather, you know, looking ahead to Saturday is cold and snowy, it's still a long run day?
Yep. Yep, if I have to adjust a little bit, sometimes I'll run a little bit on the treadmill if it's negatives outside, but yeah. I hate the treadmill, so the farthest I can go is like 8 miles, and then I'll finish the rest outside.
So what's your temperature point where it's too cold to go outside and run?
If it's a pretty long run and it's in, like, if it's under -5, I'll probably go on the treadmill.
5 below. So it's, if it's yeah. 0 to 10, if it's 10 degrees out, I'm out there.
Once it's 10 degrees is when I put leggings on. Above 10 degrees, I'm still wearing shorts.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, Sammy. Oh, wow. I don't know how you do it.
I like the cold a lot, actually. So I'm easily
that.
Overheated. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what's your temperature? I'm asking 1,000 questions about weather here. So just the colder it is, the better you perform, right?
Yeah, usually. Sometimes it screws up my lungs a little bit, but usually I like the cold a lot better.
Oh, screw up the lungs a little bit. Wow. Wow. Well, you're coming off a very good cross-country season, you know, following you on the website and everything. Feel like you did a pretty good job this year?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't my best year. I wasn't super happy with it, but I think my first race and my last race I was really happy with. The rest of the season, I just didn't really feel like myself when I was racing. I felt like I had more, so I think there was a little bit of burnout that I had to work through, and then once I started tapering, I was good again on the last race.
You and the young lady from Sydney were kind of the 1-2 runners for Shadron State this year, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, Lydia Peters is a very good runner, and uh-huh. she had a really good season. So
I'm sure she said the same thing about you.
Probably.
Exactly, but you guys were kind of the lead in the pack the entire way, huh?
Yep, we've always kind of been 1 and 2, so... and yeah, she just had a really great season. I tried to stick with her, fell off of her a few times, but.
Was it kind of go back and forth during the season with you two?
Not as much this season. Last year, it was quite a bit of back and forth. This season, she was pretty consistently beating me. I was first on the team for the first race of the season because she was out for injury. And then the last race, I guess she rolled her ankle midway through the race, and so I ended up finishing ahead of her. But other than that, she was ahead of me for most of the season.
And that was at the NCAA Regional Championships out in Pueblo.
Yep, that was in Pueblo.
All right, and you see, finished 18th as a team. Obviously, you wanted to finish higher.
Yeah, we were hoping for a little higher than that, but, I mean, with Lydia rolling her ankle, she didn't have as great of a race as expected. Still a really good race for the situation. And, yeah, it wasn't as high as we hoped, but we're still pretty happy with it because our conference and our region are really intense competition, so...
Who is the best team in your conference this year?
Usually between Adams State and Colorado Mines.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty intense programs. They're actually usually the national champions. So,
all right. What did you have to finish in this regionals to continue the season? Like, is this is regionals to move on what for the overall, what did you have to do?
Yeah, so for nationals, it's pretty hard.
Okay.
The I believe it's the top 2 or 3 teams qualify for nationals, and then after that, the next 2 girls who aren't on a team that's going in mm-hmm. regionals make it. So I think the last girl who made it in this year was like 30th or 40th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was way back in the 90s, so I was pretty far off.
Pretty challenging course.
Yeah, it was tougher than I expected, actually. When we got there, I was like, okay, this looks nice. This will be good. And it was still a good course. I enjoyed it, but it was a lot harder than expected just because it had a lot of long, steady inclines and then several just really short and steep hills.
Mm-hmm.
So that made it pretty tough. It was hard to catch your breath.
Was that a course you'd ever run before?
No, I have not seen that course before, which... It was kind of a surprise because normally regional switches between Denver and Lubbock, Texas. And for some reason, they decided to change it this year and put it in Pueblo. So we went to Pueblo instead of Lubbock.
They threw you a curveball, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that occasionally happens. They just, for some odd reason. But you got one more year coming up, don't you, in cross country and track.
Yep. Yep, two more seasons of track, one season of cross left. So a little bit sad about that.
Yeah, but it's what you've done for how many years since you're just a little girl? You've ran.
Yeah, I think I've been running for 8 years or something like that.
Uh-huh.
My knees are feeling it.
As I said again, as the older you get, Sammy, your body's going to feel it even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're still didn't have any injuries to deal with this year, did you?
No, I've never really been taken out for a serious injury, hopefully.
Knock on a little wood there. Yes. Exactly right. Because runners over the years, you hear about the shin splints.
Yes, which I did have shin splints in junior high, but Neff was coaching me back then, and she showed me some really good stretches for that, and I haven't had problems with that since.
Well, so. Good deal. Now you got track and field, you got the indoor season, the outdoor season. When does that all kind of kick in?
So indoor, actually, everyone except the distance runners will start competing in a couple of weeks. Distance runners, fortunately, get to wait till after January since we just got through cross country. So, I mean, we're already practicing for indoor. But, yeah, we'll have our first meet in January after winter break.
What's the outlook for Shadron State women's track and field as a team as a whole this year?
I'm not really sure. This year might be a little different because I think we lost a lot of good seniors, but we also have a lot of very talented freshmen coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be pretty good. I'm excited to see it. Some of the girls we had come onto the cross team are actually more specialists in the 800. So I'm really excited to see them run an 8 and run some fast times.
So you had a good recruiting class coming in, huh?
It's a small class, but the people we got are all pretty talented.
All right. Same events for you and when it comes to track? You going to change anything up this year?
So for indoor, I had been running the 3K in the past couple of years, and I've decided I really don't like the 3K. Mm-hmm. It's a little too short for me. So when we're on a decent indoor track, I'm going to run some 5Ks. But other than that, I'll be sticking with the 3Ks since it's the only option on the shorter tracks. And then outdoor, I'll be running the 5K and 10K again.
Okay. Well, I think we've talked before about indoor and the track and running, and it's just a 200-meter track for the most part, and that can play a lot of wear and tear in legs and stuff like that. Is it that with you?
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable running on an indoor track, actually. I don't like it at all. Uh-huh. Like, especially with my lungs having asthma, it's really hard to run in there because it's so stuffy. So, yeah, most of our tracks are 200 meters. We'll have two meets, I think, where we'll go to a 300-meter track, and that'll probably be where I run the 5K, which will be nice. But, yeah, other than that, it's a lot of little circles. It's hard.
I know when it comes to the start of the season, McCook teams always go to UNK for the indoor, and Coach Sugar never has anything good to say about the indoor meets.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, which I was a little bit behind coming into college, I think, because some of the girls from other states had an indoor season, and I did not.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of a rough curve getting used to the indoor tracks. And I'm trying to compete, but I also treat it more as a training season than anything because it doesn't have the events I like, and it's just a lot harder running on an indoor track.
So in the meantime, you're running pretty much all the time, every day, something, right?
Yep, every day except Sunday.
All right. You got to take at least one day off for you.
Yep, I like my day off. One of the girls decided instead of doing high mileage every day, it's going to be a little lower each day, and then she'll run on Sundays. She tried to convince me to, and I was like, I like my day off.
I bet. You talked about the different ways to stretch and stay away from like shin splints, stuff like that. Do you guys see the trainers are with you a lot during the season? Do you see them and they work with you, or you stay away from them?
Not so much. I mean, they're pretty busy with the football team. Some of the people go to them. I don't. I tend to ignore injuries, to be honest.
Sure.
But I've never had anything major. All of my stuff's pretty minor, so usually I can stretch it out and get taken care of. I know some of the other people see the trainers pretty frequently, though. Mm.
Good for you. Everything's been going good.
Yeah.
Hard to believe you're down to your last year and semester, so to speak, right?
It's crazy. I feel like I'm still a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Is academics going okay? Studies going okay?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying them. The classes are really fun, getting to do all my range classes and stuff, and the professors are great, so we get to do some fun stuff.
And I know we've talked before, that's just the perfect place for what you want to do.
Yes.
And that's where Shadron is all about in that area, right?
Yes, they have a really great Rangeland program, and the range building is pretty new. It's super nice, so classes are set up pretty great, and Yeah, lots of opportunities there.
So when you come next year for your senior year, do you start, what do you plan on doing? What have you thought about after I get done my final year? Where am I going to go?
I'm not entirely sure about where yet. It's kind of to be determined. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just go find a job as soon as I can. I got a little bit of internship experience under my belt, so that helps some.
Where would you like to go is a question, I guess.
If I could go anywhere, not thinking about costs, I was in Kremlin, Colorado this summer, mm-hmm. and that was pretty awesome, but
costs we'll have a lot to do with what you're going to do next,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's expensive there, and we'll see what life throws at me after college, but probably be staying in Nebraska for a little while. We'll
hopefully that dream of where you want to go happens sooner than later, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. And I mean, after working in Nebraska for a few years, I might decide to stay. I do love Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Colorado was awesome, but I love it here too.
Blake had a pretty good, not too bad cross-country season, a young man, not too bad.
Yeah, he did pretty well. I think he wasn't super happy with a lot of it. He struggled with his hip a lot. Mm-hmm. I guess that was hurting him, and the couple times I saw him race, it was hurting him. So that was rough for him, but I thought watching him race, he did pretty well still, so.
You guys compare notes? You guys talk about, you know, strategy and stuff like that? Or?
Not really. Sometimes I try to give him stretches to do. I don't know if he ever decides to do them.
Take your sister's advice. Come on.
Yeah. Sometimes I might give him too much advice. I don't know. That's always appreciated, which is okay.
I don't think that's... you've been through it. You've been there and done that. High school into college. So you kind of know a lot about it.
Yeah. Sometimes I might act like I think I know more than I do, but...
Well, it's good to have you home. I'm sure your family loves having you home. With all your other siblings, hopefully they're all home together for a little bit of time.
It's good to have everyone home.
You bet. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll continue to follow you when it comes the indoor season, okay?
Yep, thank you.